WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Parents and adult caregivers of young children have so many time constraints, but my guests today are going to talk about a win-win situation where they can be together and move together healthily. Dr. Dee Dugonski is an assistant professor in health and clinical sciences at UK, and Catherine Jury is UK Extension Specialist for Family Health. Catherine and Dee, thank you so much for talking with me today. I was very intrigued recently by an article in UK Now about a program called Families Moving Together. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and why it's important?
Sure, I can go. This is Dee. Thanks so much, Dr. Greg, for having us on the show. We have been working on Families Moving Together for a few years now, and the goal of this program is really to help families connect through physical activity and movements. We live in a society today that is often very disconnected, very screen focused, and we see physical activity as a fun and meaningful way to spend some time together that we can teach families of young children to do.
Well, it's something, it sounds like, just from what you've told me, it would reap so many benefits, because we all know that getting out of our chair, off the couch, moving our bodies is good, but it sounds like this is something that could be a wonderful bonding experience between a child and adult caregiver.
Absolutely. So this is Catherine, and in extension, our goal is to reach people where they are. A lot of times parents and caregivers say, and we think it's true, that their caregiving responsibilities supersedes their ability or desire capacity to be physically active, especially when it comes to things like maybe going to the gym or taking a formal exercise class. And this program developed by Dee is an opportunity to meet parents and caregivers where they are, while also teaching children while they're young that physical activity is fun, it's accessible, it doesn't require a special place or fancy equipment, that movement's for everyone everywhere.
Well, and I guess too, you know, along with not needing to buy special equipment, that sort of thing, I think a lot of us, and I count myself in this, because I used to feel this way, like, oh gosh, if I can't have a full dedicated 45 minutes or an hour to do this particular movement routine or workout or something like that, I'm just not going to do it. And a colleague of mine heard me saying something like that, and he said something that is now crushingly obvious. He said, well, Greg, you know, if you move or do something for 5 minutes, that's five more minutes than if you hadn't done it, you know? So how do you counsel those families as far as, hey, you don't need to do a whole hour. It doesn't have to be a formal thing.
Yeah, we've really structured that into the program because we see that we have to lower the bar for families. If you think about families raising children, birth to five, and we're primarily working with 3 to 5 year old children and their families, those parents are working really hard to do a lot of things with their kids to make sure they're off, get set off on the right foot. And so we try to lower the bar with physical activity so that parents feel like they can be active, not that they have to spend an hour or 30 minutes. And so we structure every session of Families Moving Together with simple equipment, quick activities that families can do together. We teach them in the session, and then we give them the resources to take home to extend that play at home.
Is there any type of follow-up that you have with those families where if they have questions or you can offer advice down the road, ways of letting them know and teaching them?
Yeah, we're working on kind of extending the programming, but the actual Families Moving Together program is 6 sessions. So families build progressively on the lessons they're learning. And what I really love, and this has been a side effect of the program that I didn't maybe intentionally build in, is that families are coming together in the space and they have children of the same age. So much sharing is happening in the sessions between and among families, not just from our research team and the extension agents who are helping us, but also among families who are participating in the program. So they've taken ideas that we gave them and really extended on that by sharing ideas that they used at home with each other.
And I would think that would help break down those walls of isolation that so many parents have because of those time constraints, that they can see that they're not alone, that there are others in the same boat.
Social connectivity is another huge benefit of this program. Like Dee described, those friendships that have been made among participants and their children, the camaraderie, that I think is really essential in caregiving and parenting young children, to know that you're not alone and your struggles aren't, you're not the only person that maybe is struggling with something that's similar. And then being able to use physical activity and movement as that catalyst, that we can do these things together and enjoy it and our kids can enjoy it, are all those kind of mutual benefits. Another benefit of being able to offer this program through Extension is that our Extension offices and our Extension agents aren't going anywhere either. And so families can loop back as their kids are getting older and, you know, as they look for new programs or new ideas down the road, or have other needs that arise, you know, whether it's parenting, caregiving, nutrition, whatever that looks like.
Well, for folks who are interested, where can they find out more about Families Moving Together?
So probably two ways. We do have a Facebook page, families, just called Families Moving Together. And we also, they could email me, and so you can link my contact information here, or we have an email just called movetogether@uky.edu.
Well, Dee and Catherine, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about Families Moving Together?
I would just say that moving together as a family is a great way to spend time together, and particularly to do that outside can be a especially fun and meaningful place to connect.
We've piloted this program in two counties already and have hopes of bringing it to more county extension offices in the future as well.
My thanks today to Dr. Dee Dugonski, Assistant Professor in Health and Clinical Sciences, and Catherine Jury, UK Extension Specialist for Family Health, for talking with us about Families Moving Together. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.